WPFW Washington.
Uh-oh. Is our music?
Oh,
what's
up
going on here?
Live from
Bus Boys and Poets at 14th and Beach.
It's the Raucous Caucus with Garland Nixon, Mark Levine, and Terry D. Kester. It's seriously funny, and it begins right now.
Welcome to another edition of the Raucous Caucus. My name's Garland Nixon, and I'm here with
Mark Levine
and
Terry D. Kester, the Doctor of Sagacity.
The Doctor? What happened to the Doctor of Democracy?
Doctor of Democracy died about 20 years ago. Haven't you been watching? Good grief.
Had a very sick patient there,
I mean,
Terry.
Yeah, no question about it.
I think Citizens United killed Democracy.
Yeah, I think you're right. And we're on every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. on 89.3 FM, WPFW. And tonight, we are also on WEAC Radio, which is 1480 AM. So you can listen to us on WPFW. You can go online. We're streaming.
Yes, we are.
Doesn't matter if you are in an ice camp in the Arctic somewhere. If you can get access to the internet, you can certainly listen to WPFW and WEAC Radio and the Raucous Caucus. We are here. For those who are out there riding around in the car looking for something to do, there's a really great event going on. We are at Bus Boys and Poets here, 14th and V Northwest, and we are having a Juneteenth event. We're going to be here from 7 to 8 p.m.
We're going to be live on radio from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll probably stick around afterwards if you want to hang out. So this is
your
chance. If you're driving around and you want to come join us for some really good food, good company, and really it's a town hall meeting. We got like 50 people here. Everybody, shout out. Let them hear you on the radio. We have a really large crowd, but there's still a couple seats left, and we'd love to see you join us here because we're going to talk about what President Obama, should he win a second term, what his agenda should be.
And in 8:15, by the way, and I hope you're ready, we're marching on the White House. You know, we've got an appointment there, so be ready. We're going to take it to the streets.
Terry, you have an appointment at the White House?
I have an appointment to take it to the streets, yes.
What do you mean we, Terry? I think I'll be out front drinking Arnold Palmer or something.
All these fine people, I know they're ready.
We'll watch you, Terry. We'll watch you march.
Yeah, coat holders.
We'll watch the cops arrest you
in
front of the White House.
We'll watch democracy die.
We got a lot of important things to talk about. What we're going to talk about this hour is how we can affect our agenda, how we can get President Obama to do some of the things that we talked about for the first half hour. Before I start, I certainly do want to acknowledge a couple of guests here. First of all, in act laughing there, believe it or not, Jerry Peliquin, who was a founding drummer for the group Jefferson Airplane. How cool is that?
Hey.
Founding member of Jefferson Airplane. All right. And
you didn't tell me we're having important people.
Yes, and one more very important, Nancy Silverkleit. In case you might have heard of a few characters such as Jughead and
Archie
and Veronica and Betty.
There's no sense in giving out our nicknames.
Jughead. I was talking about Mark here.
We'll
change it. Nancy is the owner and the co-CEO of Archie Comics. Stand up, Nancy. Let's have a big
Nancy.
Hand. A great part of America.
Yeah.
And she's going to be joining us for a show in July over at, she's going to join
That's
us for
true.
A, yeah, she's
over,
going to
over
do a
there
show.
At Ben's Next Door.
Yep.
Let me say this. I'm really excited by the fact that this is on Juneteenth. Now, it just happened that June 19th is a Tuesday night. For those of you that don't know, and this room is a pretty sophisticated crowd, I bet most of you do know, but Juneteenth is the day, June 19th, or frankly, we're not sure exactly what day, but in June 1865, when the very last slaves in Texas found out that they were freed. See, the Civil War ended in April 1865, but for some reason it took the slave owners in Texas 3 months to finally admit to their slaves that they were no longer slaves anymore.
Well, now, they didn't just find out. It took a Union Army general
That's true.
To head down to Texas, to march into Texas and say, look, this is the way it is, you clowns. And I think that's a good idea. We should do that right now.
March down to Texas.
March down to Texas and say,
I don't want to go to Texas.
You know, get going.